This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today filed his nomination from Varanasi constituency. Polling will be held in Varanasi in seventh and final phase of general elections, and today is the last day of filing nominations for this phase. The Prime Minister first took a dip in the Holy Ganga. He then sought the blessings of Kal Bhairav, the Kotwal of Kashi, and proceeded for the nomination process. Leaders of alliance partners like Chandrababu Naidu, Eknath Shinde, Jitan Ram Majhi, Sanjay Nishad, Ramdas Athawale, along with BJP National President JP Nadda and senior party leaders including Rajnath Singh and Hardeep Singh Puri were also present on the occasion. The four proposers of the Prime Minister included Pandit Gyaneshwar Shastri, Bejnath Patel, Lalchand Kushwaha and Sanjay Sonkar. Congress candidate Ajay Rai, who is the opposition INDI Alliance joint nominee, is contesting against the Prime Minister. The UP Congress chief Rai was also fielded by the Congress against the Prime Minister in Varanasi in the 2014 and 2019 Lok Sabha polls, but he had finished third both times. In the 2019 polls, PM Modi had defeated the Samajwadi Party's Shalini Yadav by over 4.79 lakh votes. Today is the last date for filing nomination for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in seven states and one union territory in this phase. Scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the seventh and last phase will be held on the 1st of June. Election Commission today said that the voter turnout in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha election, which was held yesterday, has been recorded 67.71%. In this phase, polling was held in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over nine states and one union territory yesterday. Andhra Pradesh, which voted for both Lok Sabha and State Assembly, has recorded 78.25% turnout. A total of 1,717 candidates were in the fray for the fourth phase. Election Commission said that the polling process remained peaceful. With the conclusion of phase four, polling for general elections has crossed the halfway mark, with polling completed in 23 states and union territories and 379 parliamentary constituencies. Polling has also completed in general elections for state legislative assemblies of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Andhra Pradesh and 28 assembly seats of Odisha State Assembly. In Jammu and Kashmir, the fourth phase of polling for general elections to the 18th Lok Sabha concluded peacefully yesterday with a remarkable 37.99% voting in the districts of Srinagar, Ganderbal, Pulwama, Badgam and Shopian. The corresponding percentage for last Lok Sabha election in 2019 was 14.43%. Presenting the details on the fourth phase polling, Chief Election Officer Pandurang K. Pol said this time there was no boycott and no polling station recorded 0% or nil voting, which speaks of people's firm trust in the democratic system as imperative for their overall welfare. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Sushil Modi passed away in New Delhi yesterday. He breathed his last at AIIMS, New Delhi. He was battling with cancer. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief on the demise of Sushil Kumar Modi. The Ramcharitmanas, Panchtantra and Sahadre Alok Lokan have been included in UNESCO's Memory of the World Asia Pacific Regional Register. Culture Ministry said this inclusion is a proud moment for India, a confirmation of the country's rich literary heritage and cultural legacy. India has sent second tranche of humanitarian assistance, including 40 tons of medicines, medical supplies and other equipment to assist the flood victims in Kenya. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar informed this in a social media post. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today reached Ukraine's capital Kyiv on an unannounced visit. The visit comes after U.S. announced a $400 million military aid to the Ukraine last month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.